Call the meeting to order, please.
Salute to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Seeing that we don't have any spectators, local residents, move on to old business. Update on the Route 20 and Elm Street corner. We did get a diagram from Bob and a proposal by Jack Campbell, Hudson River Construction, to the sum of $36,000. If you'd like, I can go through the proposal. Route 20, 203 intersection, Village of Nassau, removed existing sidewalk and curb, 115 feet, linear feet along north-south of Route 203. Saw cut and remove existing pavement for the new curb, sidewalk, 150 square yards. Grade and install new CIP curb, 185 linear feet, and 4-inch reinforced concrete sidewalk, 500 square feet. Install 5-foot by 2-foot detectable warning units at the 4 WC ramps. I'm not sure what that means.
Wheelchair ramps.
Okay. Restore asphalt pavement along the new curb line and between the new drop curb and sidewalk. Notes, stripping topsoil, seating by others, etc. So, and that was for the work for $36,000.
So, Norm's not getting any more parking, right?
No, he's not getting anything.
He's not getting any parking? Is he losing it?
He's not losing anything. He keeps his property where it is.
So how do they access that? So we have these driveway. Nothing opened up. I couldn't.
So there's access through Hadley's. So that's Hadley's.
Okay.
You'd be there. Now, this is proposed. There's access on Route 20 to the thing. I have a concern about that. I'm not sure. I think DOT is probably going to say, what are you crazy? You can't have an intersection. It's too close to the intersection.
I thought we were going to eliminate that.
I personally don't think that's reasonable, but
I don't either.
DOT, I think, is going to chime in and say no.
I thought that's the reason why we're going to do what we're going to do is eliminate that, because it is a hazard.
Right.
Eliminate that.
I think that wouldn't be there. Okay. That would be connected to the.
So his way in will be through here.
Through Hadley's. Yeah.
Which am I? I think that's makes, why I was confused.
Well. No, I did write a note to Bob when he sent this. I said, I'm concerned about this. And I said, I don't think DOT is going to go for that anyway, but I think we're all on the same page.
Okay, yep.
Are these crosswalks?
Those are crosswalks.
And he's going to put them in? Who's responsible for that?
The state does the painting of it.
Do they?
Because the last right?
time I asked Bob, and I didn't get an answer
that's
back.
It's not paint. It's actually...
Yeah, it's like the adhesive.
Yeah.
It's like a rubberized adhesive. But that isn't part of this.
That's
so they can do that.
I asked Bob and he didn't get back to me.
Did everybody via email approve every so he could move forward to try to walk it through the state?
I sent him. I had concerns, but I
yeah no
I've
seen that email.
Still go on.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So my concern is we have no money for it.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, that was my next question because
we have not. We don't have any money in the capital fund.
We did not budget for it.
And we did not budget, and we don't have it in the capital fund. So it would either be we bond. I'm not saying that, you know, that's the only way that we could do it is to bond. Bonding rates are as low as they were, but there's a process that needs to be done.
Right, and it's $36,000. It's not like the water tank where it's like 20 years.
Right, you could probably do a 5-year, you could probably do
less.
That's 3 years. Yeah. But I mean,
how would we pay for the bond?
Pardon me?
How would we pay for the bond?
You would have to include it when we do our budget.
Right. Which
include it as the line, like we always had before, as a bond anticipation.
Well, so how much an additional.
I can't run it off the top of my head, but.
I think we're on a time constraint because
we're
going to try to coordinate it when they redo the
right.
You know, Yeah, I mean, we just...
But there's no way.
I don't think that's
we don't
possible.
Have enough time.
I don't...
We have 2 weeks.
Yeah, we just don't have the money to do it.
To do it in 2 weeks.
The only other way you could do it is use the money you have allocated and go for the bond. And, you know, when the bond comes in, it goes back into that particular allocated line. So it's kind of like pay for it.
So spend it now because it's the beginning of the year. We have the actual money to do
correct.
The cash to do it. And then pay it back through the
bond. But again, 2 weeks, it's a 45-day public comment for bonds.
Right.
Has to go out to
so
know,
we'd be
hearings.
So we'd be taking a risk, is what you're saying.
Yes.
I mean, the thing I have also have a concern with, I mean, there's two reasons why we were considering this. One is to for safety issue on that corner, and the other was to increase potential parking. Is there a way for us to estimate how much parking we get out of this? Because, you know, this area right here, mm-hmm. that's Norm's property.
Right. The rest is grass.
And
right.
he gets some parking there that's protected from, it's off-street
right.
parking, basically.
Right.
But how much municipal parking is there going to be?
That's grass.
Well, there's not going to be, there's not next to nothing on the municipal parking. It was a question of if somebody was to take a right going east,
right.
Taking a right onto Elm Street, it was gonna eliminate that
right.
big gradual
the safety. It was a safety
right.
issue, right?
Right.
So we've enclosed if say this isn't here, so that we've enclosed this.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this big pocket in here. Some of it is our property.
Correct.
Or is the village's property. Is there any benefit?
I don't know, is there a parking?
Well, it's not gonna be grass. This is pavement. This is all pavement here.
This
part here is grass. Only around
the
sidewalk.
Yeah, but then you'd have to go across Norm's property to get into the municipal parking. Norm,
well, you're sharing that.
You'd have to have in writing that you're sharing the access to it.
Oh, hey.
I thought the biggest issue in the complaint mm-hmm. through, I don't know how many years we've been going at this thing, is that cars have been parking, you know, in front of Norm's place, and it was difficult for older people to walk in, you know, Route 20, and that's the reason why we were trying to move forward kind of proposal.
Yeah. I was just trying to see if there's any other benefit of spending them, you know, this $36,000, if we're getting anything else out of it but the safety.
How big is that area? There's no dimensions there. So
it's,
you really can't tell.
It's
right?
1 inch is 30 feet, so this is about 30 feet.
30 feet by
15,
20. And one spot, and none by the other. So, two cars, three cars.
So, are you saying that this can never be done?
I think we should do it, but you know, unfortunately, the timing is.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
I think we should still do it because I think
with the
changing of the Village Square,
right.
I think it would be a lot nicer, you know, if we do that. You know, as far as the benefit, the only downside is going to be to the motorist because he's not going to have that option of, you know, the gradual thing going mm-hmm. like it is now.
If we're going forward with the clock, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. In 5 years, and I know we want to make that corner look nice. Maybe we should budget money,
and that we should look at that. Yeah,
do it on a bison, not in 4 years, but try to get it done sooner than that, and then.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, Andy. But we have the Cumberland Farms is going to happen in the next year. Well,
in the meantime, maybe something will happen to the mobile station.
Maybe, you know, that changes. Maybe the mobile station changes. Yeah. You know, things could.
So if we put it in our budget next year and.
Well, I could make a recommendation now. You're talking about putting money next year into the budget, and I know things not on, I hope. I know Charlie had some questions that he said about some of these transfers. We have the option, looking at our current year-end budget, that we have some funds left over that can be moved.
How are you doing?
Hello.
I think I need to go to the other courthouse.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, sorry.
No problem.
Good luck.
That we have the option that there are some remaining funds after these transfers that can be moved into a capital budget, meaning this year we could put away some money into
the highway,
and I could actually, if you take a look at the resolutions, the 1, 2, 3, 4, the $3,000 we can go from, instead of highway equipment, to street maintenance. Mm-hmm. So I'm just jotting that down because that'll be a change. So that would be $3,000, and there are some other funds that could be moved to the street maintenance. So hopefully it could
jumpstart.
And then see if there's money left over next year and do the same thing.
And do the same thing.
Yeah. And like I said, then Cumberland Farms project will be over. Uh-huh. Mobile station may have up for taxes again.
Right.
Or whatever. Or
right. And if you'll excuse me, I'm just going to go get that new number.
Do we have the money to do all the street stuff this year?
Not the $84,000, no. Talk about that in a minute.
Okay. I don't like when you say we got to talk about that. Jeez.
The other thing is that we really, and it probably falls under a different line item, we definitely have to get the roof fixed. I mean,
we have money for that.
Oh, I know that. But we need to.
This year?
Yeah, we need to really move forward. This year, meaning the new fiscal year.
Right.
Two days from now. But did anybody?
Can the roof?
There was an email sent.
I sent a quote today to all you guys.
Yeah.
From
Mara.
What?
Yes.
Mara.
It was late today. I thought it was late today. Well,
no,
I checked my mail late today.
I left at 5:05, so it was way before that.
He can come in with an engineering proposal. I think it was like $3,000.
To do what?
To as a proposal to study it, find out what
can be done.
What can be done?
I didn't get that email.
I didn't either.
So just resend it to me. That'd be great.
You want to go?
We don't even know what can be done yet to the roof.
No, but I know it's not going to be done at this meeting, but mm-hmm. we need to make once everybody deciphers the email. I think we should look at for the June meeting of bringing this person on board and start the ball rolling.
Did you get the email?
No.
Yes, none of us got it.
I didn't get any. I'll check when I go back in there.
That's all right.
As long as we get it.
So, anyways. Okay. We're kind of diverse there. So, we're not going to do anything on the corner.
We don't have enough time frame. And other than start putting money away.
Right.
Okay. So now talk to us about the paving.
Who, me?
Somebody. Anybody?
Oh,
the
sure.
$84,000.
So, I'm just looking at the quote that Bob had, the additional quote for the Westbrook that we made a resolution to pave. We do not have enough to pay for the entire project. We did not foresee, I think the biggest thing that I'm looking at here is Tremont.
We didn't
include
Tremont.
Being $32,000. We never included Tremont in our original assessment of the roads when it was done. And I know it was done last year. We said, Tremont could be the next year. But looking at that price for Tremont, that's what's really thrown us.
Because it's all the milling.
Well, that's because all
the milling. You're right.
The milling and the grading towards.
I know. But I mean, I walked up there. I didn't see it was in,
It hasn't been. It hasn't been in the last couple of years. I don't think it's that bad.
I didn't think it was necessary. I mean,
is there anything else in the village that has to be done? Can we put that one off another year at least?
Well, I think.
My feeling was year after year is that, it was brought up by people on the board that, they wanted to get all the streets done that were in need of repair.
Mm-hmm.
And it was based on 77, we had, or I think we had 77,000 roughly
mm-hmm.
available. But me personally, I don't think Tremont or Phillips, I don't think they need anything. To be honest with you, I really don't.
When it does, then it's time to mill it and get the grades right away.
So can we agree to put it off at least another year?
I would. I mean, it's...
I know Bob's not here to defend it, but...
It's not so much to agree. If you were to pave it, you'd have to make a resolution tonight to include it. Because our resolution
didn't include that.
I mean, because we get 29,000 from CHIPS.
Right.
Will we?
No, maybe next year.
I don't know if we'll get 29.
That's around that number. That's about 30,000 we typically get.
It was 27 or 26 or 28 or 29.
One of those numbers. Yeah. Well, that's right, because we got the extra three, so that was...
But
right.
What I'm saying is, if it's $32,000 to do Tremont and Phillips, mm-hmm. okay, and we're doing all the other ones that need it, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That will be the only street we have to worry about with our CHIPS money.
Well, that's what I just asked.
And even then, you know, we can, if somebody inspects it, whether it be somebody on the board or a contractor, and they say, well, you know, you can get another year. We can just roll the money over like we have been every other year. So,
my only other concern is if you walk down Elm Street lately.
Have we walked down Elm Street?
Cracks in Elm Street. Do they need to be sealed? Do we use the crack seal?
So, can I just ask a question? Because I did remove Tremont out of this cost, and we're down to $51,000. It just doesn't seem like we're covering what we thought we were, because...
Yeah, wasn't it like 70?
It was 70.
73,000.
No, we had available, based on the rollover, the new chips, and then that little $3,800 job that everybody...
Yeah, but the quote you got was like $73,000 for what we wanted. And I would assume it would go up a little.
I didn't get one for this year.
No, it was last year when we were going to do it. And I figured add a few more dollars on, but definitely not 51. I don't think Bob's...
Is this Tree Campbell?
Yeah, this is Campbell. I don't think Bob had the same linear footage, if I'm using the word correctly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did. You know, because, it's...
Well, how come
he
lose
$20,000 difference.
Maybe it was just cheap. Maybe the materials are cheaper. I don't know.
The cheaper the equipment here?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, we had Tony and Jay do the linear footage.
Maybe that's what it is.
We had Jack Campbell do the same thing. And, I mean, two people, two organizations can't be wrong. And Jack always comes in. He always lowballs it anyways.
Right,
and he felt, and I think he even felt last year that the Tremont didn't need to be done.
Right, that's why we decided not to go with it.
But maybe the discount is because his stuff is already here. Right, wasn't that the whole deal?
No, that's
not
another,
here.
No, that was the other.
He didn't get that job.
All right.
Oh.
So, if they're forgetting something, how much money do we actually have for this to do the street? Do we have 70,000?
We had 60. How much is
the
60?
You were going to use money left over from Tony and Jay after they purchased the lawnmower, the repair, the backhoe, and at the last budget meeting, I thought, and I spoke up that and you asked me, are we going to have maybe $15,000 extra?
Right.
Okay.
But it can't come from this.
It's not this year. It's next.
It's not this year. It's next year.
This was last year's.
No. This you.
I know.
At the last, there was going to be roughly $15,000 left over this year, because I didn't bring it up. You're the one who brought it up about using that money in addition to the CHIPS fund.
But I know what you're going to say. The idea was you've spent so much money this year, you're going to spend the same amount next year. You're going to have, if we budget the same amount, you're going to have $15,000 next year to do it. So that's what she's saying. But we're in agreement here. The
$15,000
is there.
But again, I keep saying that you have money here. That if you don't put it into a capital fund, it rolls back into the unexpended fund balance, which isn't a bad thing, but I'm just saying if there's something that you know needs to be done and moved. So, correct.
So we say we roughly have $68,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that means if they got something in the quote, we have enough money to cover.
I don't know.
What'd you say? It just sounds like $51,000 is
low.
What, too low? This $20,000 difference to Jack Campbell to get a street.
He's got it right here.
Oh, was it Westbrook? Was it the Westbrook? No, because
he's got Westbrook.
No, he had Westbrook on it, but I don't. This is a sidewalk and street, but I don't have.
He's got Westbrook.
I don't have
to Cozy.
All of his quotes.
He's got Maple Ave. He's got Cozy Street to Howard.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the balance of McClellan Drive.
Mir
and the last part of Fairview.
McClellan and Park, he had 14,624. He went up a little there. Here's Mir to Fairview. Fairview and Mir was 10,347, 10,539. Okay. Here's Westbrook. Cozy to number 26. So 26 Westbrook to Cozy was 16,245. He's at 16,556. Westbrook 43 to end. That's where we're missing Westbrook. There's the $10,000 right here. This is missing number 43 to end.
Was that 43 to like
number 43 to the end of Westbrook?
Which way? To Maple or to the dead end?
I believe to the dead end.
No, we already
to the dead.
We did from the dead end right almost
to
by your place to your place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we did the drainage area right next to the house, right next to you, and the demarcation line is right by Bob's.
It must be to Maple from 43 to Maple.
It just says to end. It says Westbrook number 43 to end.
Is that correct?
It's gotta be Maple.
Maple?
It would have to be
around
all the way around down around that loop.
The handicap who's the
No, that wasn't that's
from
already
Shields?
Been done. That didn't need it.
From Shields around?
From Maple all the way down by who's the post office guy right there in the corner?
Shields?
No, the other end.
Down by Bethany?
Bethany. From Maple to around there by the pump station?
Mm-hmm.
That was already done.
Oh, no, I think he's talking about
from Shields to Bob's.
Well, that's up here, Westbrook. Cozy to 26 starts at Shields, comes down around by me, and goes down to number 26 and stops. Then it was picked up there for that small patch to 43. And then 43 probably loops right around the corner by Bethany and up.
That area where Bethany is doesn't need it.
Okay.
From where Bob's house is to the end,
mm-hmm.
that was done like 2 years, not last year, might
2 years.
2 years ago. So, and you can't do anything for at least 10 years.
Okay, so let me just keep going. So we have Maple, which is Cozy to Howard.
Right, that definitely.
Okay,
needs
so
it.
That is, this was 8,959, so that's a little bit. Then Maple Ave, Howard to Westbrook. Here's another thing that's not on there. With this, then that was
Maple,
10.
Howard to Westbrook. That's that little, that's like what? That's a small, very small
Maple.
Patch.
So he's doing Maple Ave from
thing.
Howard all the way down to Westbrook. The whole
thing. Baby.
The whole thing.
Yeah, but that small area where Bethany is didn't need it.
Yeah, but that's not here. That was back here. So we don't really have a quote on that this year. That's that 10,000 right here.
So we know Cozy to Maple Ave from Cozy, okay, that's a definite.
Right.
So we
Maple Ave.
And then we have Maple Ave Howard to Westbrook,
62.
Which is not included in there.
So that's by you.
Still $10,000.
No, this is Maple Avenue. So you're going to be on Maple, over where Rickard is, up behind you,
right.
All the way over to where Westbrook is, so where Shields, to meet there.
I don't know.
Because he's coming down Cozy, he's doing Westbrook swinging around. And then he has to do all of Maple. So this is all of Maple, this entire deal. So that would be $18,000 for all of Maple to be done. The whole road of Maple Ave is $18,000. And then this was Callahan. So
what have we concluded then?
So what we're missing out of here.
Don't do Tremont.
We agree on that.
That's
right,
the only
thing. So, yeah, I mean, I think
what we ought to do is do we need to decide tonight?
No, I think no. We don't.
Well,
have to decide.
Why don't we do this? We discuss it,
mm-hmm.
and then via email. Just let Bob know that based on his email dated, whatever that is,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're going to eliminate Tremont. Mm-hmm. And let's get an updated quote.
And should we just mention the ones that we had here? I mean, I think Bob has a copy of this, right? Didn't you take a copy? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to ask him to just
verify
these numbers. Or, sorry, Randy.
No, me.
Verify these numbers to the previous quote job.
Yeah. Okay. It'd be nice if we can get going on this thing. And,
mm-hmm. and once that's done, now remember, again, the paving will be done. We're going to have to pay for it. And then
we get reimbursed.
I'm just saying, remember, the money's coming out of somewhere.
Yeah.
And then it always happens like that. Right, yeah.
Where's
it going to
come from?
So,
well, we're collecting taxes next week.
We're collecting taxes.
Yeah.
That's where it comes from.
But it's always been past practice that we try to get the work done as early as possible to get fit into the contractor schedule, and then we get reimbursed. Usually around September or
October. But no, they do it quarterly. That's why I'm trying to say, you know, obviously you had March, and then we have our June. So if we can get this wrapped up by June 30th, they'll send us another letter saying, you know, you may now invoice for your second quarter of CHIPS.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay.
So you kind of try to plan it so you're not out money for 3 months.
Right. All right.
Okay.
No. And then we're going to keep a record, right?
We're going to have to recreate the CHIPS book again.
Right, because we didn't know.
And if I'm not mistaken, Phillips was done, 6 years ago?
So it can't be done yet.
No. Right, so that's another 4 years before that.
How about Elm Street? Do you know
Elm
when
Elm Street was?
The end of Elm Street was done 2 years ago.
Yeah. I remember that, yeah.
But there's a ton of cracks in the street. Do we have a crack
seal? We could do crack sealing.
I mean, it's going to...
On the off year.
The next time you walk, I mean, I walked... Glendora wanted me to count the houses from your house down. So I walked down there and I was amazed how many cracks were... Yeah. Mm-hmm. In Elm Street.
All of them aren't that bad.
Yeah,
I mean, Cozy has a lot of cracks.
I mean, is that a lot of money?
Crack sealing? It depends. I mean, it just kind of saves your roads.
No, I mean, who does that?
We have
that.
A Tony. Contractor.
Tony and Jay have done it. Oh. They have? Yeah. For crack sealing?
We always hired somebody.
Never. I don't think they've ever done it.
I think so. I know we've hired someone, too. When Dick had the highway department.
Yeah, I don't think they'd ever done it. I'm not aware of it.
I'm
just thinking that I'm wondering how much it would be to...
Well, why don't you just send an email out to Bob and ask him, have him ask Tony and Jay, because they know people that... I know they've had contractors also, but Tony and Jay have done it. But they bring a professional company in here,
wouldn't we do that under state contract? Right? It'd be cheaper. So send an email to Bob, ask him to see about crack sealing or?
Crack sealing the roads that aren't getting repaved. Like Elm Street, specifically Elm Street.
Okay.
And Cozy.
All right. Is there anything else under old business? Mm-hmm. All right. New article for the Advertiser. I read it and I didn't have any problems.
Couldn't open it.
If I send it to you again.
There's something wrong. They just sent an email saying that there's something, they're doing a critical something at the college. I think they're not.
Missy, can we print out a copy for Randy?
No,
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I'm sure it's fine.
Okay.
No.
So it's good.
Yep.
Just let everybody know, I guess.
It's actually for April and May.
Yeah.
So.
A little update. Our credit application was approved by Ferrellgas, and they're supposed to be filling a tank tomorrow or Friday. 850 is a full tank because you got to leave room for expansion. So we got like 200 in there, so we're not going to be, it's going to be like another 600 gallons, but there's going to be a padlock put on top. Once it's filled, and Jay and Tony are going to be responsible to keep an eye on the level and order gas. Now, Lori, did our insurance go up because of that, or what?
No, remember we decided that we didn't need to because they'd take down the shed before they hit the tank.
But, okay, so he's, I thought.
Okay.
Okay. All right. But, so I guess we're
good.
Up and running, and it starts on Monday and runs for 8. It starts on 8 o'clock on Monday, runs for 15 minutes, and then shuts off. But I got another project for next year.
What?
Maybe June. Maybe at the June meeting we can talk about
just
that.
Just to let you know, I'm looking at a generator setup for the tank building to run the telemetry.
Okay.
All right. Can we just run a line?
Which will be quite a bit less money.
Good.
What's that face for?
Oh, I'm just thinking. Might be a year after next, so.
To let you know, just a ballpark figure for a generator at the tank would be about $5,000 installed.
Okay.
Just.
That's doable.
Okay, it's not a $36,000.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on to, is there any other new business before we move on?
No.
Okay. Resolutions. The Cintas contract.
I make a motion that we authorize the mayor to sign the Cintas contract for rugs and uniforms for 5 years, which I reported at the May regular board meeting that it's a 57% savings that when I renegotiated the contract.
Do they do the rugs too?
They do the rugs.
Okay.
They do the rugs and uniforms.
And they're giving us some rags or something?
No, I nixnayed the rags. Tony and Jay said, no, it's...
more trouble?
More trouble. They had them and
okay.
They're good. So.
I'll second.
All in favor of the resolution?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed.
Who seconded?
Guy.
Next under the resolution is to move $8,094.11 from 8164A refuge contractual to 9040.8A workers' comp. What is that? I'm not sure what that is.
So I'll explain each one, and then it can be one big resolution.
Okay.
So we, in 2011, got behind... the 11-12 got behind the 8-ball with workers' comp. Our policy runs from a January to December with the county, and the county normally bills us in February or March. And I think what happened in that particular year, it came in maybe April, and it didn't get paid until the next fiscal year. So it was kind of, we were behind the 8-ball, so we needed to move some money to make up to get us current with our workers' comp. So what I did is I moved money from the refuse contractual to pay our workers' comp invoice of $11,000 for January through December of 2014. So now we're back on schedule.
So why did you use the refuge contractual?
Why did I use refuge contractual?
Yes.
Because it had a...
We didn't spend all of our money for this fiscal
year. We didn't
year.
Spend all the money, so okay. It had the most money to pull from to pay an $8,000 bill.
Okay.
So our purpose is to make everything zero, right?
Our purpose is, when Wendy provides me with this budget, is I see a negative, and I know I need to... pull it and move it.
Right, close
so
the year out.
I need to close out the year on a positive note in our line.
Mm-hmm.
So the
okay.
overall budget yep. is a net profit.
So is there still money left over in the refuse contractual?
There will be. Give me a second. I'm going to find that. There will be left over after that, if I take out about $8,000.
Now, the reason why it's questioned is because you know, the refuse is, I know it's a separate line item, and, you know, when I look at workers' comp, you know, the guys don't have anything to do with the refuge anymore because, you know, we got the single stream and we got the waste. It would be different if they were had like they've been in the past where they would, you know, bring the recycling machine around.
So you're trying to correlate why I took it from one to put to the other?
Yes.
Okay, so...
I'm just wondering, is it legal to do what you did?
It is. It is legal to do what I did. You may move at the... That's why they call it, you have a year-end meeting. So for the whole year, you could have operated in one particular line in the negative. And at the year-end is your chance to make your budget balance with no negative single line items. So every year-end, if you go back through all of our agendas and minutes, you'll see a bunch of resolutions to move money. Because you need to not have that negative.
So you're saying that after you moved $8,094.11, you still had an additional $8,000 mm-hmm. in the refuge
and
fund.
I'm saying that because I don't know if we're current with our bills. I don't know if they've sent us the May bill, or are we on April, or are we on March. I don't know what the last bill is that's in there. So
if we have $16,000 left, and all the bills are current, you know, why would we continue to charge everyone whatever the price is for the refuge fund?
So you have the revenue and you have the revenue and appropriation. You're mixing those two up. So this is the appropriation side, and then the revenue side is.
I mean, for me personally, I hear what you're saying, but I just have a hard time. I got a little heartburn that, you know, you dipped into the refuge contractual to pay for workers' comp when on paper we don't have the highway department doing anything for the refuge.
But
that workers' comp also pays for if Missy got hurt or
yeah,
the police department. Anyone.
I realize that, but, you know, refuge is refuge.
But
right?
But... What happens on paper? I'm saying I'm taking $8,000. So it could have been refuge. It could have been the mayor's salary. It could have been records management. It could have been police personal service. It could have been any one of these. There has to be. There does not have to be a correlation between the two. The only thing that can't happen is A can't pay for F and F can't pay for A. You can't intermingle the two sources of funding. But you can move funds in your A fund across all lines. And the same as the F. You can move them across all the lines there. There doesn't have to be a correlation. So, you know, I could have taken, you know, $108 from here, I could have taken $331.78 from here, $150 to equal up $8,000. But because I saw I needed $8,000 to make up for a mistake that was created a few years ago, I saw the most in that line and said, I'm going to move it.
Okay.
So I can go down each one if you want me to explain it?
Yes.
Sure. So the next one, general repairs to general repairs equipment. We just bought equipment. It's equipment. It's not contractual.
Okay.
The $3,000, that is what was originally put in the budget to be moved to the to a capital fund, and it'll go to the reconstruction streets capital fund.
I thought we were putting money away. Oh, never mind.
That is.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
All right.
Well, say that again. The highway capital fund. You got $3,000.
Correct.
And you moved it to highway equipment?
No, I moved it to the reconstruction street.
It's labeled.
Remember, we were just talking about putting money away for...
It's labeled incorrectly. In the
right, I said I had to go get... I talked about that. I said the third one down, I was going to change.
Okay.
So this is... But just so that everyone's clear, this is money we budgeted to be put into a capital fund.
Fund.
We are now moving it into a capital fund.
And if we don't move it, you lose it.
Well, we don't lose it. We just
goes to unexpected.
It goes to unexpected fund.
And then we have to have a public hearing to get it out of it.
No, you're going to have a public hearing to get it out of the capital
right,
fund.
Right,
right. The next one is paying our Social Security. We went over on our Social Security, the village's portion of Social Security. So I moved the money in to pay for Social Security.
From street lighting?
Yeah.
Because we didn't use all the money budgeted for street lighting.
Correct. And again, and I know we're not current with that bill. We don't have the May one. But, you know, and it just, you know, the village is, goes on this fiscal year all the time, and it just, it rolls quite nicely. Then I had to move $258.88 from Justice Personal Service to Treasurer's Personal Service. The next one, I wanted to
Why
bring,
was that?
Why did I have to what?
For the Justice Personal to the Treasurer Personal.
Because we were a negative in the Treasurer's salary line of $258.88.
And her salary was?
Her salary was $8,000. But what got us behind the eight ball was the recreation. The next one is moving $2,500 from the clerk personal service to the trust and agency clock fund. We just sat here and discussed the clock and
Is this really clerk personal service or is it deputy clerk personal service?
There's no delineation in the roll-up. But it's actually.
But this is the money that was.
This was the money that we set aside for the deputy clerk.
That we didn't spend.
We didn't spend. So now we'll move into the F fund. So Randy, let me get to yours. All right. The F fund again. We're going to move the 48, 48, 30. From what's called other funds, the 9501, which was 9501.9, which was called, the line on the budget is called transferred to other funds, meaning we specifically put money in there to be transferred to other funding lines. So we had to pay for, we went way over on our personal service for the water when they were monitoring it.
Right, from July until November.
Correct, yep. The next one is moving funds to pay for our purification.
Can I just go back there once?
Pardon me?
Can I go back for a sec? We did get money from the insurance company, right? And I know your mom said that we could transfer that money we got from the insurance company back into...
It went right here. If you look on your revenue side, unclassified revenues, I believe... If you look at your revenue, you don't have it. You'll get it as
that. Right, but what I'm saying is that that got cut. That
it goes to the water fund. It
helped,
doesn't go to
right,
the line.
Right, pay
it
for the overtime, right? That we, the check
right,
we got
it goes
from the
into the
company.
General water fund.
Yep. Okay.
The next one is just moving money to pay for equipment, the purification, you know, that we had to buy equipment. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
The next one is, again... taking money, the 3848 for contingency, out of contingency to the transmission distribution contractual.
Mm-hmm.
That was for some of the labor down at the installation of the generator. Again, we needed to pay for workers' comp here. We have $11,129 as our annual bill, so this water fund pays for $3,000 of it. Then we had, again, an overage on the village's portion of Social Security. We identified $3,000 in the current budget, 13-14 fiscal year, and I'm moving that to Water Main Improvement, the capital fund. And the remaining money under the Water Rent Capital Fund, the 7986, I'm also going to move to the Water Main Improvement Fund. So, if you have any other things that you would like to move into a capital fund, or if you, you know, if you feel the need, if you want to put a little bit more money into the reconstruction street, we can look at that.
Where are you going to get it from?
Where am I going to get it from?
Before it goes into the
I'm not going to empty, right.
Right, before it goes into the unexpended balance.
Until it goes to the fund balance. So we have some money left to, you know, you could move, if you want to put, I don't know, we put in three. I mean, you could put another five into the reconstruction out of the building.
What do we know we're not going to have any more bills from?
It doesn't matter. We're done. It doesn't matter. They'll just roll into the next fiscal year.
My question is, when we do our budget next year...
We did it next year.
Or next year. The next...
Oh, the next time we do a budget.
We always need to know what money we have in the unexpended
fund balance.
And that plays a big option on our tax levy, and right?
So, yeah, when we develop the budget, we look at
So if we don't maintain
a fund balance,
then our taxes go up.
Correct.
So do we want to not move stuff and make sure it goes so to kind of keep us within the 2%, or do we need...
So the majority of these funds were slated to be moved to the capital fund.
That's my only point.
So the majority of them are slated to be moved because we did budget. But I'm saying, what I'm hearing you say is, hey, we have this corner problem down here in the street. And I'm saying, I'm comfortable enough telling you as the budget officer that you can transfer $5,000 from the building's contractual to the reconstruction street capital. I'm making that mention, whether you so choose to do it.
But what about our roof project here?
We have money in the building's capital already.
Okay. Because we need, if we're just talking about hiring an engineer for $3,000, do we have?
I think what Randy's question is, though, is what, since we estimated an unexpended balance of
85.
What is our actual available unexpended balance, approximately? Because we don't. That would give us an idea of how much money there is to move around.
I mean, I don't want to see it next budget hearing that we're
have to raise five more thousand
right,
because
we're in trouble because we didn't let enough money roll into the. That's my, because I know Tim made a comment one time about that when he was on the board. It just sticks in my mind for some reason.
So, I mean, if I'm looking at this, and I did send an email to Wendy because I wasn't sure where this net amount came from. I couldn't figure it out looking at it. It has a net, that's the revenue of 13. The revenues we budgeted to be 557,207. We came in at 570,997, so we were 13,790 to the plus on the revenue side. So we brought that in. And then, this is in the A fund.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the appropriation account, we budgeted 642,208 and we're at 534,553. So that's why I said $108,000. So $100,000 would go back into the unexpended fund, where I said I'm comfortable with five going into the.
And what was it? What was it? 85. You said last
year. 85. 85.
And that would make us about 100.
Right.
So we.
Would that be okay?
Yeah, as long as we don't. I'd like to see more on that balance.
Well, I got to say, I think we did a good job of holding fast to sticking with our budget. And, may I remind you, everybody got what they wanted this year.
I did.
That's true.
Yeah, everybody got what they wanted.
What you want.
I know.
I think we did a good job of sticking
to the budget. As long as it's not going to bite us next year, I don't have a problem moving money.
I'm making the mention, and the board may do whatever they want with the information.
I mean, nobody sees any major project other than down the pipe to you unforeseen.
For next year?
I mean, I don't.
We got money for the roof. I think that should be one of the main topics.
Once we get the roof fixed,
the new FY year coming up. But I know we got If we can even fix the roof based on the wall supports and everything else.
And if we don't have enough money to fix the roof, given how much money we have in there, we should knock the building down because there's way too much to spend on the roof.
I agree.
We've already started putting money away for a new truck, right? Next year's budget. I thought we put some money.
Oh, next year's budget. Yeah.
Next year's budget. So I mean, so we're on a mode for a 5-year plan or whatever, right, mm-hmm. or something, yeah. or having.
So I mean, I think it's reasonable. I'll make the motion that we move $5,000 into from. I'm not sure where it's.
Well, if you, I mean, I'll add it to the list. So.
Add it to the list, from one of the unexpended lines. Mm-hmm. To the
so it'll be buildings.
To buildings to the highway reconstruction capital.
So when we're all done moving, what you're suggesting we what would our unexpended balance be?
About 100,000.
About 100,000, you said, mm-hmm. which is 15 more than we had last year.
Good, that's good.
Okay.
Mine's good there.
Okay. Do we have a motion on the resolutions? Or are you all set?
Well, I explained them all. Now we have to do. Now you have to read each one, and then there's one resolution.
You just read each one, didn't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think you read each one.
All right. I make a motion that we move the money
as recited.
As recited.
In the A fund and the F fund.
Correct. Yes.
To include.
I'll second that. All in favor of the resolution?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I make a motion that we eliminate the unpaid refuge fee with penalties for John Pasquini in his 2014-15 tax bill.
What was that about?
That was a mistake I made. Levied him and he paid it.
Second.
Oh. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Next on the agenda, audit the bills. Bills number 418 through 430 in the amount of $23,681.12 in the general fund and $6,630 in the water fund.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.